Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding Chagiga Daf Chof in the Oizvod Radishin, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starring the two dots, 11 lines from the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara continues to bring what the Mishnah says, the differences between Koidish and Truma. And one of the examples that says is a Noises a Medris, who Noises a Truma of a Lois a Koidish. Someone who's carrying Tuma, the Tuma of Medris, that has Zov touched on his back. He's allowed to carry also Truma if they don't touch each other, if the truma is covered in a different kli. But koidish you can't. Says the Gemara, because of a story that happened. One time, there was a person who had a barrel of koidish, and there was a hole in it. So he covered the hole with a sandal. And the sandal was tamei medras. And the sandal fell into the barrel. So because of the nice Asherah, as many times we have in Shas, the story taught Chazal to be more careful about this. They saw the Kodesh became Tomei when someone carried Medrash and Kodesh together. So they said, don't carry Medrash and Kodesh together. Continues the Gemara of Zehir, Rabbi Yosef B'Sham Blazer, Over V'Nosa Tor, although there were goyim not to do it, but if one did it, it doesn't make it Tomei. It's still Tor, unless you know Tuma touched it. Some of the gzeirus Chazal said don't do, and if he did it, they consider it to be tameh. In some cases, they said don't do it, but if someone did it, it does not become tameh. And this is one of these cases that it does not become tameh; it's still tahor. Doesn't this tell you that we don't treat the one who's eating truma like he's a Zov? In the previous parak, we had this question. Chazal said that someone who is dealing with Truma, so regabe Koidesh, we have chashashas of Ziva. Why? So Gemara brought two options. Either option is because his wife, whose nido, maybe touched it, or because he himself would treat him as a Zov. Gemara asked, we treat him as a Zov or not, that we had a whole sugi about it. So the Lechor from here is a raya that we don't treat him as a Zov. Because if you treat him as a Zov and he's carrying Kodesh, he himself will make the Kodesh Tomei. As the Gemara goes on and says, if he's considered to be Zav, if he went and carried it, it should be Tomei. You're saying if he carried it, it's not Tomei. We talk about someone who is Torah L'Kodesh. He's not Torah L'Truma, he's Torah L'Kodesh. But it happened to be he's carrying Medrash on him. So then the question is, do we say that the Kodesh becomes Tomei or not? But if you'd be only Torah L'Truma, maybe an Echidami, we consider him to be a Zov. Kodesh Gemara according to Mishnah, Shalok, you mean this a Kodesh, you mean this a Truma, Shebe Kodesh Matir Es Echotim, you first of all untie the strings, Uminagev Es Anikovim, and you wipe out the holes, V'achakach Kodesh, meaning after the tefillah you tie it back. Ube Truma, you could even Kodesh it first, V'achakach Badvil, and put it in the mikvah. So says, well, what's the reason? Who's eating truma kran? And they do it the whole time. So they're more careful. And they know when making a knot, not to make it too tight. And they don't make it too, that's what it means. Doesn't make it too tight. There's no problem of chatzitzo. But oichle koidish ain't no reason. Oichle koidish is not something so common. And people do it only infrequently. So therefore, they're not so close. So not so careful. The gears of Chaim is, they cause chatzitzo by having the knot too tight. That's why by Kodesh, you have to make sure to untie the knots. Halacha beizok de mishto. Keilim anik morim betaharo tzirchim tvilo l'kodesh. Even a kli that was finished betaharo, there's no tumah over here. You still have to put it into the mikvah to use it for Kodesh. Because with chayshish, maybe a saliva of a zov or amoritz, spit in it and it's still there. But I will learn the truma, but truma, they're not machmir. By Kodesh, if you have one kli and there's a piece of food that got tame, everything in the kli becomes tame as well. But by Truma, we don't say that. By Truma, if one piece became tame, so then only if it touches another piece, it transfers it like any other transferring of Tumo. So if it was Rishon Tumo, it becomes Sheni Tumo. But not the whole kli becomes one big piece. Harivi, by Kodesh Pasul, the Ashlishi, by Truma. By Kodesh, you can get to 4 degrees of Tumah, meaning Rishon Tumah, Sheni Tumah, Shlishi Tumah, until you reach Revi, which is the last one. Pasul means it doesn't transfer on. By Truma, the last one is Shlishi. Ube Truma im nitmes achas miyodov, chaver to teoro, ube Kodesh madbul shteim. If one hand became Tameh, in Truma, the other hand is not Tameh. But by Kodesh, one hand became Tameh, you have to go and do it to be madbul both. Vayad mitames chaver to bekoidish of lo lechumo. So this is the conclusion, the previous sentence, that by koidish one ham becomes tame, the other ham becomes tame. By chumo we don't say that. Zog de gemara tani maisi bishachas shoyso oyrig begedechot betaru. There was a woman who was weaving a clothing, and she's about to finish it. And asked, is there any tumo over here? You have to be choishish to any tumo. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Omer lo yudas ani shaloi nitves nitvo. I know clearly there's no tumo over here. Ela shaloi natati dati l'shoimer. But I didn't have in mind to be shoimer. Just there's nothing that made it tumo. But I wasn't focused to make it to be shoimer. So Rabbi Shmuel started asking her questions. And as they're going back and forth with the questions, Omer loy nido boso umotcho imi bechevel. There was a nido came and helped me to stretch the thread. Now, a nido was there, she may have moved the clothing and may make it tumah beheset. Look how big is what chachomim say, how wise they were. Shomu kelim nigmorim betahara tzichin tefillah l'koidish lo trumo. They said, even though it's nigmorim betahara, you still didn't feel l'koidish because you never know. If you didn't have in mind to be shomim it may have become tome. Shumai Sebi Ishach is another story with a woman. She was weaving a kerchief betaro. Rishwal says, what's the din over here? I know for sure it didn't come to me. But I wasn't careful. I didn't have in mind to be shermit. Shu Boitkas is checking her out. She told him, there was one thread that got torn and I put it into my mouth. Once you have a thread that went to the mouth, maybe there's saliva on the thread, and maybe the hand touched it and made it tame, because you had time shneis. And when they touch liquid, the liquid becomes rishon. That's what Gedolim Chachom said. That's what Chachom said. Even though it's finished with taharo, you still have to put it in the mikvah, because you never know, maybe something happened and you didn't pay attention. So shofaris means a tube. Is he doing a tube for the purpose of kodesh? And the Gemara understands choitcho matbilo means two different people: the person who cut it and the person who put it into the mikvah. He needs to go to the mikvah. The reason is, as we learned in the Mishnah, that the kelim become tame. So if the kelim are tame, meaning the chazal treated to be tame, so anybody who touched it became tame. So the one who cuts it, it becomes tame as well. Says more nicha choitcho. I understand the one who cut it, he touched it. But matbilo, why are you giving me a rule that someone put into the mikvah becomes tame? Why can't you just wrap it with a reed and put it into the mikvah? Why you say for sure became tame? Omar bilo tiposa shechotcho al menat lat bilo. Now talk about two different people. So one who cut the kli in order to put it into the mikvah, so he touched it, so therefore he has to go to the mikvah. Omar bishur ben levi at kan bekotche migdosh am kudoshim. All the milas that we learn in this perek, the kodesh is more common than trumo. Until we reach the case of kli mitzarif, we talk about kodesh only, not chulin shenasu al taras kodesh. Chulin shenasu al taras kodesh, we don't have these milas. But mikan ve'eloch, the milas that go from there on is even bechulin shenasu al taras kodesh. Reb Chaim points out in the Bavli it says the opposite. I mean, until now we talk about chulin shenasu al taras kodesh, going forward only in kodesh. And he says maybe the Yushalmi, the Gears, is a mistake, and you have to say like the Bavli. Because the Bavli's reasoning is that whatever he had till now is Dror D'Oraiso. There are Din Halochas of Tumah D'Oraiso, just here we, expanding them. So therefore, it applies to even Chulin Shadaso al Taras HaKodesh. From here on, we talk about things we don't find something with D'Oraiso, so therefore it only applies to Kodesh, not Chulin Shadaso al Taras HaKodesh. Well, we learn that Kli is Mitzar Mash B'Toichoy, that the Kli joins together whatever is in there, that's based on the testimony of Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya Tamon, we learned over there, in Meseches Eduris, we see Rabbi Akiva as soiles, ve'aktoiris, alevoino, ve'akecholim. So you have the soiles, the flour, and the ktoiris is the ktoiris that goes in Mesa Migdosh, the levoino is the spice that they bring together with some of the karbonis, ve'akecholim, and the coal. Shenoga tvulyoim miktsosoi, sheposos kulam. Once you touch a part of it, the whole thing becomes possible, the whole thing becomes, has the tumor. So you see from Rabbi Akiva that the whole thing is considered to be one thing because they're in the same kli. They knew without Rabbi Akiva. The kli shor is joining everything in it together. The chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is the shiraim of the mincha. Because how does the mincha work? You bring a flower, And then the Kohen does kmitza. He takes his three middle fingers, and that kmitza he goes and put into the Mizbech. Whatever's left is considered to be Shiraim. The Shiraim doesn't need the Kli anymore, because the Kli is only to be Mekadosh, but now it's already became Kodesh, and you already put in the Mizbech. So from here on, it doesn't need the Kli. So here the Chiddush is, it's still the Kli joins them together, even though they don't need the Kli going forward. So why do we say the Shiraim connect in the Kli? Because originally the Kli did join them together and they did need the Kli. So even now they don't need the Kli anymore, they still are joined together. They knew the klishars joined things together. That these items join together even though they're not in a klisharis. Klisharis, we know, joins anything inside. But these items join together even not in klisharis. So when nicha soilis, victorious, velavoino. I understand soilis, victorious, velavoino, which they need a kli because they are in a kli when they start the process. So therefore, they join together to be one. But what about gecholim? Gecholim kol, we have no din to have all the gecholim one kli. From Chayyim brings what it says in Maseches Yomo. Do you take a shovel of four kabin and you put it into a three kabin? So one kav gets lost. So that I don't really need a kli. You do need the kli, because whatever you put the coal into the kli, that's what you have to take into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the kli is being used. Once the kli is being used, it joins everything together. The kli of every day, loy. Then we don't have it. As we learned there, when the chufa of Amud Aleph, nitpaza mimeno kekav gecholim. Kav gecholim fell on the floor. He would put it into the amo, which is a sewer system in Beis Hamikdash. Ubishabes koyfim alapsach there, which means a kli made out of copper, you would cover the gecholim. But you see, I don't need all the gecholim. They can fall on the floor as well. Omar Matnias, Matnias says no. V'chisoyle as v'ktoyes v'levoyne v'gecholim yeshlem shiru etzel ze. All the things you said, I understand ktoyes. I understand soilus. But can I add to the shear of the soilus and the ktoyes? Can I put more? Yes. I don't have to have a specific amount. So, and still, the entire thing joins together. Why is that so? Meaning, even though I don't have a specific shear, but once, whatever I'm using, I use, they join together in one kli. And the one kli makes them one unit. So here by the gecholim, you're right, I don't need the whole gecholim. Part of the gecholim can be thrown on the floor. But whatever I do use joins together in one kli. And therefore, if part of it becomes tameh, the whole thing becomes tameh. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Chagigo Daf Chof.